It's Paul Smolin, MD, your PEDcast host, bringing you informative and entertaining knowledge on a wide range of parenting and child health topics. You have parenting questions, he has answers. And here is your PEDcast host, Dr. Paul Smolin.
Doc Smo here. Today I'm going to bring you another in my book review series. The title of today's book, The Read Aloud Handbook. Sounds really dull, doesn't it? But I'm here to assure you that this book is anything but dull. It was written back in the 70s, and yet it still survives and thrives now in its sixth edition. The content is as relevant today as it was the day it was written. I actually started my journey to Jim Trelease's handbook by accident. His was not the original book that I set out to review. I was scanning around on Amazon for interesting titles, the way I usually find new books, and I found a book called Book Love by Melissa Taylor. It sounded interesting, and I thought it might be helpful for parents. So I took the plunge and downloaded it for a book review. Well, I would say plunge is an appropriate description. The book is more like notes from an elementary school education class than a book. I expected a convincing description about how important reading is to the intellectual development of our children. But instead, I got a skeleton outline of ideas to increase a child's interest in reading, along with lists of warning symptoms that a child may have a vision problem or ADHD or learning disabilities. I found it difficult to read because of its lack of description and insight. I gave this book a 1 out of 5 Doc Smo stars. I don't think it would be very useful for parents, and I found it very dull to read. Then I remembered a book that I had seen back when I first went into practice, way back in 1982. In fact, I own the book, and it was buried in my wife's extensive book collection. She loves books. Somewhere in my subliminal brain, I remembered this book as important because not only did I remember that it existed, but I remembered the author's name, which is a very unusual thing for me. So once again, I hit Amazon for the latest edition, and boy, am I glad I did. I see why it's in its sixth edition. A classic. Interesting, extremely informative, inspiring, and dare I say, life-changing. Every parent needs to read this book. Let me repeat that. In my opinion, every parent needs to read this book. In his handbook, Mr. Trelease, a journalist by trade, makes an incredibly strong argument that reading to your children, even before birth and into their teens, is one of the truly great gifts you can give them and yourself. The author spends the first half of the book giving his readers an understanding of how important reading is to developing language skills for children by citing key research in child development and child literacy. I found these studies fascinating to hear about, and they seem to reinforce what I have seen during my life. Literate adults tend to raise literate children who, more often than not, succeed in life. He cites studies that starkly point out how children who are read to regularly hear richer and more diverse language during their childhood than those children who are not read to regularly. Good language and reading skills sets the stage for academic and subsequent financial success in life. It's just that simple. In the second half of the book, Mr. Trelease lays out age by age the mechanics of how to make books a vibrant part of your children's lives. He even goes so far as to include a list of his favorite titles to consider reading aloud to your children, age by age. In my opinion, the Read Aloud Handbook is a classic discussion of language, learning, and reading in your child's life. I gladly give it my absolute highest rating of 5 Doxmo stars on the 1 to 5 Doxmo scale. I encourage everyone listening to give it a read. I am certain you will be glad you did. Well, as always, I welcome your comments and insights on my blog, www.doxmo.com, or post a review on iTunes or Facebook. This is your PEDcast host, Dr. Paul Smolin, who feels it would be a crime for you not to read to your kids all the time. Until next time.
This PEDcast would not be possible without the help of the following contributors: Anne Gesner, PNP extraordinaire, for her editing assistance; Seth Rocketman Jaffe, for providing inspiration and guidance; Dr. David Jaffe, whose beautiful pipes created the introductory voiceover; Dr. Robert Beezer, for composing this fantastic bumper music, which is performed by two phenomenally talented young musicians, Benjamin Smolin and Jerome Moof. Thanks, guys.
By listening to this PEDcast, you agree to all of the terms and conditions found at the doxmo.com website. This doxmo.com PEDcast is informational only. Dr. Smolin does not diagnose, treat, or offer specific medical advice for your child. For specific medical advice regarding your child, consult his or her healthcare provider.